where the two tubs were in this faucet run, sir, to the tub. Yeah. And they had a faucet on each side. One pipe with two faucets. And we washed on a washboard. We still got our washboard in the back.
Okay.
We got a brass washboard.
Now, out on the street, they won't let you park next to a
plug?
Yeah.
No. Because if a fireman come to put a fire out, he'd be in his way, he couldn't get there.
Yeah.
You mean those water plugs where the firemen get water?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, do your pipes ever get so cold that they just...
Pop? Break? Yeah. They break?
Yeah.
Yeah. We have one right now back there broken. They break. And we get real cold. Well, I tell you, we learned something when it was too late, I guess. If you let the water run, not the hot water, you cut your hot water heater off so hot water don't run through the pipe. But you run your cold water just a little drip, and you never have a broken pipe. Now, some people cut their water off and drain their pipe. Don't want it all in their pipe, then you don't have no broken pipe. But if you don't do anything about it, and that water get in there, will quite nice, that water freeze in there, then the pipe will break.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you'd be working out in the field when you were young, say, and they bring out, on a wagon, they bring out some water to you in a barrel, and would there be a little thing in the barrel, you know, that you could turn on and off to get water?
Yeah, they put a faucet to the bottom of the barrel. I don't know where my dad got the faucet from, but it's a little hole in the lower part of the barrel, say, like here, and you push that faucet in there.
Yeah.
And you open the faucet and get water from it.
Huh.
Because there were some big, big barrels that you fill up with water.
And in the top of that, on the top of a bottle, there'd be a what? Like you said, you put a...
What kind of a bottle? What for?
Well, just any kind of a jug or a bottle, there'd be a what on top of it?
A cork?
Yeah, cork.
Yeah, some people call them a stopper.
Stopper.
Long time ago, you called them a stopper, now they call them a cork.
Yeah.
When you both does the same work.
Yeah. When you had to get something down in a narrow mouth thing like that, you use a what?
You mean like this, a funnel?
Yeah, a funnel, that's right.
I still have my funnel, old granny funnel. I have a white granny funnel.
Ms. Vance, do you remember how things used to come packaged and things like that? For example, how did you get your molasses? How did molasses come?
Oh, they came in cans or bottles, jars, either way.
Okay.
You couldn't get a can of molasses. Or you could get a jar. Most of the time, we used to get ours in cans, but now they put most of them in bottles, in jars.
Yeah. And what did, like, say, what would, if you bought fruit at the store, it would come in a fruit can in a...
Well, you can get fruits from the store in a can, like peaches, pears,
yeah.
Any other kind of fruits, pineapple. Or you can get the fresh peaches from the tree. I've got an apple tree in my backyard right now. They've never been but two apples so far. So you can get the fresh apples. Long time ago, though, you know, you had your own fruit trees. You just go out there and pick your fruits.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now, and people still have them now here, you know. In the South, it's hard to raise some fruits. It's supposed to be where it's cold. Like this apple tree I have in the backyard, it's because it hasn't been cold enough for it. Because my daughter has one in Baton Rouge, and it was just loaded with apples.
Well, it's all better this year because it was cold enough this year.
Yeah.
We kind of we had the cold weather where I was from.
Yeah, where you
Georgia.
Oh, yeah. I belong to insurance from Georgia.
No.
Life of Georgia.
Yeah. Good.
They have a big company over there in Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it has very nice agents, you know. Real nice.
Now, if you bought fruit at the store now, the grocer might put them in a...
In bags. Paper bags.
But how does flour come packaged? Say a large quantity of it.